get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Father, in the name of Jesus, ancient of days, as we go into your word, O Lord, speak to us and let your name be glorified. Amen. Today, let your word bring to us light in Jesus' name. Amen. Every shackles, every darkness shall disappear, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's jam our hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together. Amen. So I'll be sharing with you the things of God. I'll be sharing with you the things of God. The things of God. Hallelujah. Thank God you are here today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your battle is about to be won. The cause of the problem has been hidden from you all this while. But to God be all glory. The truth, the fact, and the real thing is here. Congratulations. I want to congratulate every one of you that you are listening to me, that you will come out of these challenges shining in the name of Jesus. You see, you may wonder why I'm congratulating you. Someone in the Bible also wondered that way. Her name was called Mary. She wondered, why is the angel greeting me this way? Thou that art highly favored. The reason why you are hearing this voice, that I'm glad to let you know that this battle is over already in Jesus' name. Amen. The reason behind the battles of inconsistency, stagnation, redundancy, sickness, and bondage of many years past that are hearing me now, I reveal in this the things of God. Let's read together 1 Corinthians 2 verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. If you are there, can you read with me, please? Say, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now, this is so glaring. The Bible is telling you and I that if it is the things of your fellow man, you can know it. Because you are spirit, you are breathing, you are alive, you will know the things of a man. But the things of God can only be known by the spirit of God. That is why when somebody that is not saved, somebody that is not born again, somebody that has not been baptized into the Holy Spirit is talking about the things of God, where a man of God is, where a man that is filled with the Spirit of God is, there's always a contention. There's always a rejection also. There's always what you are saying is not correct. Hallelujah. Because for you to know the things of God, you must have the Spirit of God. You must have Holy Spirit in you. You must not have indwelling of sin inside of you. Hallelujah. Every man is limited to the things of the heart. One of the causes in the Garden of Eden, after the fall of man, stated this in Genesis 3:19, says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. No matter how intellectual any man is, his knowledge is limited to the things of the earth. You may be the best in botany and have the highest credit in zoology, or maybe you are the most respected among fellow lecturers and have several degrees, won many awards. Any man of such is still utterly and utterly limited. For us to further understand the limitedness of any man, let us reason with the following events that seem put any man on top of the world. But first, you see that cause. How many people on the earth today are not wriggling under that cause? Which says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. As long as you are a man, a woman, Until you experience the Spirit of God, you remain under the curse. You remain under the curse. Because only the things of God can bring you out of it. You continue to struggle under the curse. Amen. But the invasion of the Holy Spirit inside of you, to begin to know the things of God, you'll be free. You'll be free. Hallelujah. I know one thing. Once you give your life to Christ, begin to seek for power. Begin to seek for the Holy Ghost power. At that moment, no more struggle. The things of God will make you fly in life. Now, let's look at some events that seem put any man on top of the world. Number one, the things of a man. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? The things of a man can only be known by the spirit of the man. When you get closer to someone, with time, your spirit will begin to work together, almost as one. And that is what had given birth to some friendship, some marriages, some so long-lasting joint businesses. You see, I've seen this all around. I've seen people that truly have the intention of getting married to someone. They always go to that person with friendship. There are some sort of friendship before partnership. Hallelujah. There are some people that you can almost tell what they will do next. Because your spirit is answering to each other. Hallelujah. Now, there are some wives that if you ask them, that where's your husband? They will tell you that my husband is in so-so place. Is in a particular place right now. If you call the man, you will actually find that the man is where? Are you getting me? The wife said, he is. Hallelujah. Their spirit answer together. Their spirit is just, is still the things of man. The things of man. There are some people that when they are coming to harm you, you can quickly guess that this person is coming to hurt me. Amen. Your spirit. That one may not have to do with the spirit of God. Hallelujah. It's the things of man. When the spirit of man connects, trust is inevitable. If your spirit connects, trust is inevitable. So you, when they say trust no man, it doesn't exist anymore. Because this person, your spirit actually connects. At that point, no more boundaries. No more secrets. Because their spirits answer to each other. Hallelujah. If you are one with any man on this earth, with time, your imagination may be one. If you check the book of Genesis, Genesis 11, it says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. Now imagine, the people, God was saying they were one, they were not born again. It was in the age of sin. But God said, the people is one. Their imagination is one. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Which also means that the people's hearts were made one and have one focus. Looking at how David and Jonathan became one, it is not just an ordinary soul tie. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18, 1 to 4, has the record. It stated that, and it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with his soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Amen. Amen. I pray for every family person here that seems that your spouse is not connected to you. As the Lord liveth, God will merge you together. Amen. There shall be no separation in your home. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You see, their spirit answer to each other. Jonathan couldn't hurt David. Why? Their spirit has connect.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
The reason why some people hurt you is because they are not connected to your spirit. They are just against you. You can partake of spiritual lots or possession of any man when you practice any of the following, you can partake of their spiritual lot or possession of any man. If you can practice any of these following, number one, when you love someone deeply in your heart, you can partake of their spiritual content and their possession. Number two, when you always like to listen to him or her. Yes. Three, when you practice his principles. Now four, when you keenly follow them. There are some artists, some celebrity, you haven't met them one-on-one, but you are following them. You listen to news about them. You watch them. They don't know you, but you can tell almost where they are now. Your spirit almost answering together. When you hate to see him or her hurt, when you continuously and heartily appreciate him or her, when you keep his picture, his images with you or all around you. I'm telling you the next one now. When you honor him and always love to be around him or her, your spirit will answer to each other. When you like everything you hear about him or see in him, amen. There are some of us that if they are playing the song of an artist that we didn't know, we have not heard that track. We have other song of his or hers, but we have not that track. The moment you hear his voice, you will like the song immediately. Praise the Lord. Because you just like him. Finally, when both of you communicate occasionally, your spirits can begin to answer to each other. All of that listed can bring about continuity of both good and evil, progress and stagnation. Some men's spiritual content are evil, while some are good. So if your spirit answer to an evil man, you partake of the evil he carries. Partake of it. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manner. The spiritual content of any man tells on another. You know, some had some spiritual problem for so many years and has been spreading into the lives of their friends and acquaintances. As I minister from place to place, I've seen all kinds of things. I've seen ladies that are not, they don't have any bad spirits, they don't have any evil spirit. By working with some other ladies that have such spirits, they begin to partake of it. And then they became a subject of deliverance too. Hallelujah. Some people that came from prayerful homes, but because of wrong friends, they will begin to swim in the dream, having nightmares, finding themselves in some meetings. Why? Because of the friend. And I would like to tell you that the world we are in has graduated, has gone higher. They may not give you anything to eat to join them. But just by your spirit answering to their spirit, you have joined. Like there's an adage that says, whatever you will not eat, don't sniff it. Don't bring it closer to your nose. Amen. You shall not be manhandled in the name of Jesus. Look at it this way. We have some people of the underworld, such as principalities and other evil powers. They don't organize crusade. Most of them don't do open air program in most places, but they are increasing. People are still joining them through friendship and in discipline, among others. Many are still joining them. Also note that the Spirit of God in a man of God can rub on the lives of his followers. I remember I entered into a church and there is a prophetess in that church and we were talking. And then I begin to see that almost everybody in that church can also see. Can praise the Lord. They can also tell you that this and this. Why? The spirit of the man of God or of the woman of God, they has rubbed on them. Hallelujah. So that they may even be speaking like him and do things the way he does it. It is good when you follow a good man and the good content of his spirit rubbed on you. And said unto them, Jesus himself was talking, say unto them, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Because that's what is loaded into his spirit. That's what Jesus does. Amen. Amen. Jesus could say that because he's a fisher of men. Moreover, someone or your leader may not like you because you are not partaking of his spirit. Yes. You are not boosting the morale of your boss. You have not shared in his vision. If you want to win the heart of any man, any woman too, do those things that he tells you to do. The man you obey, honor, and love will not hide most things from you. The way into the heart of people is let your spirit answer to their spirit. You can creep into the heart of any man by liking their lifestyle, music, family, loving those things that they cherish. Hallelujah. Now, just imagine a woman that the husband loves sports. And whenever the man is watching the sports, the wife is behind to hail him. Yes, we are winning. And they are in the same club. Praise the Lord. You know that family, they will be a friend. The husband and the wife will be what? Friend. They like the same thing. Now imagine in another sense, a man loves sports. But whenever he's watching the sports on TV at home, the wife will feel uncomfortable. Then the man will now leave the house and go out to go and watch it, maybe somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. That's some wisdom for somebody. In order to keep your home, love what your wife loves. Love what your husband loves. Amen. And even if you have to change some things, you can through that change it. May the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. Now, what they like may not appeal to you. But for favor and attention's sake, you may have to condition yourself to like it. I imagine you are in a football club and the boss that wants to sign your contract is in another football club. Is somebody listening to this? And then you got there, he needed to sign your contract. And then when you met him watching the match and your own team has won, the person that wants to sign your contract, his team lost. Amen. And then you go there and you are shouting, yes, our guy will warn you. We are the winner. Does this make any sense to you? We are the winner. You may lose that contract too. Praise the Lord. Because at some point, only few people will understand that this is just sport. This is just game. Some people can take it at you that way. It's just, you are not in our team. You are not getting the job. There are some things you don't naturally like. Is not appealing to you. But for the sake of what you want to get, you have to condition yourself to like it. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. At least for because of what you want to gain. Wise women know how to collect money and gain the heart of their husband. But the foolish ones will scatter the home. The foolish one will scatter the home. Amen. Proverbs 23 verse 23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. So each time we gather here for program, this is what you ought to hear. There is always a word way out of every problem. There's always what to do to come out of your challenges. When we come, it's not just laying hands, speaking in tongues. Under the word, you gain breakthrough. You find what to do to come out of your challenges. So anyone coming to the program this week, Almighty God will touch you in Jesus' name. Amen. The way out of the problem is in the word. Come to the place where the word will be spoken to you. Amen. And then before you know it, everything about you will turn around for good. And that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. So, favor can be provoked by prayers. Hallelujah. Favor can be provoked by prayers, by fasting, by giving, and other Christian practices, but can only be sustained by knowledge. The knowledge you need to sustain the favor of God, you shall receive it in the name of Jesus. Every door that must be opened for you, this week, that door shall open for you. In the name of Jesus. There shall be several open doors. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you have been doing that was wrong. Whatever you have been doing that is not right, Almighty God will empower you to know what they are. Amen. And to change from it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's continue. The word of God, in continuation, if you choose to be favored, always know how to crawl into the spirit of any man, not to harm them, but to love them. The reason why some people are not loved by their boss, they are not helped by their family, is because you have not gained access to their heart. Hallelujah. Look at in some families, if somebody is blessed, has some money, and is helping people, most of the family members, they will not ask after his or her welfare. They will not ask, how about your children? How is it about your health? Anytime they call him, is, we need money. Send us money. Give us this. Give us that. That person also need care. He also need to be loved. He also need welfare. I tell you, it is not money you can give to them. You try it. Love them. Ask about their health. Ask about how they are doing. And you will see that, in fact, they might be the one to ask you, do you need anything? And anytime you are in need, without telling them, they will come through for you. You see, someone said, nobody rejects love. Nobody rejects. If you show love to people, they will, that this person has some money does not mean he doesn't need care. Praise the Lord. Most people, they are just after you for what to gain from you. No, it shouldn't be that way. That person that you are collecting from also needs some sort of love, some care. Now, have you ever imagined that the heavens is full of angels praising God? Angels are praising God in heaven all the time. Ceaseless praise. But yet, God still demands praise from you and I. Won't you imagine that the one they are giving him in heaven, the one they are offering to him, ceaseless praise in heaven, is it not enough? Hallelujah. For God to do something great for you, he needs you to praise him. That is where it will drop. You see, we all know that praise is God's habitat. That's where it draws. Hallelujah. The same way, if you are always complaining to somebody about your problem, they will soon be tired of you. Appreciate them. Love them. Ask about their welfare. Is somebody here? The Lord will give us deep understanding in the name of Jesus. Jesus be my
guide. That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website, www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.